Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 14th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pehe, Masechta Bav Metzia, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Kol Homanin, all tradesmen that work at home, and they've got the piece and person's equipment that they're working on. For example, a dyer who's working with someone's fabric, or a tailor who's working with someone's suit or fixing things. Shomer Sachar Hain. They are called shomeres, or they have a classification of a shomer sachar, like a shomer, a person who's guarding someone's property with for payment, and therefore they're responsible for stolen thing, anything stolen or anything lost. Why are they considered shomer sachar? Because they are earning money whilst they're for the work that they're doing for those articles. So whilst they've got them, they're going to profit from it. Or maybe because their hana, the benefit that they get, because they're holding on to the keli as a mashkin, as a collateral for payment. And therefore, as we said, chay for gneiba aveda, like any shomer sachar is. V'chulon, but all tradesmen, sha'omra, that said to the owner of the goods, tola shalach, come on, take your things, it's all ready. V'havi mois, and bring the money. And by saying it in that order, he has shown that he's not holding back the equipment until it gets paid. So that means the owner of the equipment can take it and afterwards pay him the fee or the amount for his services. He's considered Shomer Chinam, says the Mishnah. The tradesman is then considered Shomer Chinam from that moment onwards. From the moment that he said, come on, pick up your suit and pay up, he's potter from Gneiva and Aveda then. Even though, and the Gemara explains, even if he didn't say that, even if all he said to the owner of the suit or was, I finished it, even if he didn't say, come and take your things, as long as he's told him that the goods are finished and he hasn't made a demand for the money, his idea, we understand his statement as saying, come and take it, you pay when you can, you don't have to pay straight away, and therefore he's called a shomer chinam, he's not holding the goods as collateral. It would be different, however, if he said to the owner of the equipment, bring the money and then you can pick up your suit. Then he'll be still like shomer sachar until the suit's picked up. And that's because he's using he's quite expressly shown that he doesn't want to give up that suit, the finished product, to the owner until he gets paid. So it's like a shomer sachar, he's holding the goods as collateral. Shmoili ve'ashmalach. A person says to his friend, can you watch over, take care of my equipment today? And I'll do yours tomorrow. I'll watch over your things tomorrow. Shomer sachar. Each of them are considered shomer sachar because each one's guarding it for the reward of his friend guarding for him. If, however, he would have said, can you take care of my chefetz, of my object? And at the same time, not the next day, he says, at the same time, I'll take care of your objects. You take care of my car, I'll take care of your car. He's potter for Gneiva and Aveda, for stolen and for cases of being stolen or cases of being lost. And why is this? It's because of a special halacha that actually appears not in the case of a shomer sachar, but in the case of a shoyel, a borrower. Where there the Torah says in Mishpatim, Im ba'olav imoy lo yishalim. If the owner is with him, he doesn't pay. What does that mean, with him? If the owner of the goods was with the person who is guarding or minding the goods in malacha, in his work, in his employ, if he's working for him, doing some job, doesn't matter what it is, then if something happens, if the animal dies or whatever, the shoyel, the borrower, will be exempt from payment. It's called bolavimo. If the owner of the goods was employed by him, he doesn't have to pay for anything that happens, even things that normally a shoyel is chayav to pay. Now, although the Torah only says this exemption by a shoyel, it actually implies to all other shomrim as well. And all shomrim, if the owners were employed or doing work for the person who's minding their object, then they're potter. It's called Shmira Banuin potter. Shmoili, what happens if Reuven says to Shimon, can you watch over my object? Ba'omaloi, and Shimon says to Reuven, yeah, hanachal panai, put it down in front of me, put it down before me. Shomer Chinam. he is a Shem Rechinam. Shimon becomes Rechinam. He's shown that he is willing to guard over someone's article. So he has a minimum level of responsibility. It's the lowest level of responsibility. You be chayv for pshia, for negligence. But otherwise, if being stolen or lost, he would not be chayv. However, says the Mishnah, however the Gemara explains, if he would not have said, Hanach lefonai, put it down in front of me, he just would have said, Hanach lefonach, put it down in front of you, or just Hanach, or just leave it. That shows that he's not accepting any shmirah at all, any responsibility regarding it, and he's not even considered a Shem Rechinam in that case. Hilvohu al full stop. Mishnah Zayin. Hilvo al hamashkin. What happens if Reuven lends Shimon money or fruits over some collateral? He took his watch, for example, took his gold watch. What status does the lender have regarding the gold watch? As a shomasicha, shomasachor, or shomachinam? So the Tanakama, as usually remember, the Tanakama holds Reuven becomes a shomasachor, a paid guardian for the mashkin. Why? Because he gets reward of a mitzvah for the lending of it, for the halvah. And if the mashkin is lost or stolen, Reuven is chayim to pay for it. Now, what is this reward of a mitzvah that he gets? So the Gemara explains what this means is as follows. Since at the time of the loan, when the lender has lent the money, he is exempt from giving a coin to a poor person who knocks at his door. When he's lending money to someone, Reuven's lending money to Shimon, and some person comes in, knocks at the door, and Oni knocks at the door, he's not chayv to give the prut to Oni while he's lending it, because one is osik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, so therefore, with that hanah, with that benefit that he gets, he became a shomer sachar over the mashkin, as long as the mashkin's with him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hilvohu mois, if he lent him money, then no, I don't agree, says Rabbi Yehuda. He'll be a Shem Rechinam. Rabbi Yehuda says the schar of a mitzvah is not enough to make him being considered as Shem HaSachar, as being a person who's a paid guardian. And he will not assume the responsibility of a Shem HaSachar, but only of a Shem Rechinam. Hilvohu peros, if he lent him fruits, that's different, says Rabbi Yehuda. If he lent him fruits, then Shem HaSachar, then he'll be considered like a paid guardian. Why? Because fruits tend to rot. Fruits tend to go off. Reuven, therefore, has benefit from lending fruits to Shimon because he knows that Shimon's going to give him fresh fruits. So therefore, with that hanah, with that pleasure, that Reuven became a Shem HaSachar over the mashkin. The halacha is, like the Tanakama, however, not like Rabbi Yehuda. And whether he lent him fruits or whether he lent him money, in either case, a person is a Shem HaSachar because of this schar mitzvah that he gets. So that he doesn't have to pay or give to poor people when they knock at his door while he's lending to any of these. Abba Shaul says, Mutar Adam Lahaskir Mashkoni Shaloni. It's permitted for a person to rent out the mashkin, a pledge or a collateral of a poor person. So if a person lent money to an oni, a poor person, and he received a mashkin from the oni, gave him his watch, gave him his computer. It is permitted for the person, for the lender, to rent out that mashkin to other people. Leo's poisek olav v'holech, so that he will assume a price over the mashkin, the rental of that equipment. What would be the rental cost that would have been paid for such a rental period? V'holech, and he would go and deduct that from the debt that the poor person owes him. In order to, that would help him, would help the poor person. And why is a person allowed to do that? Well, the lender is allowed to do this because it's like he's helping the oni, he's helping the poor person, because in this way, he'll be able to give back to the oni his mashkin by providing him this source of income. The income will be earned from the mashkin itself. So you can lend it out, liest posikal over holach, and what you'll do is the lender will actually reduce or make the deductions from the debt that's owing by the amount that he earns, by the amount that the lender's earning from renting this equipment out. Why Mipnei Shukamesh Vaveda, says the Mishnah, because this is a way you can actually help the Ani, help the poor person. How are you helping the poor person? Lios most posikalav v'holach, because what you do is from the income that he's earning, from the renting out, the mashkin of the collateral of the Ani, of the poor person, you're actually going to deduct the amount from the loan. So this is a win-win situation. It's good for the lender and it's good for the borrower who finds this his loan. His debt will decrease as the income is received for the from renting out his mashkin. Mipnei shukamesh aveda, because it's like giving back a poor person what he's lost. This is giving him a way he can return his mashkin. And the halacha is indeed like Abba Shaul has said. The Gemara explains that this din only... is only by mashkin, where it takes some goods, where the income earned from it is greater than any loss of value. For example, a hoe or something that digs with it, but something that so that they use for digging. But other things where it'll wear out more than what income it'll earn, then you can't do that. You can't use the mashkin only for that.